Nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from farms and lawns are harming water quality throughout the Mississippi River Basin and northern Gulf of Mexico. The National Research Council has been studying the problem. David DeZombach is an engineering professor at Carnegie Mellon University and helped the council write a new report. He says the biggest recommendation is for the U.S. EPA and Federal Department of Agriculture to team up with Midwest states.
This is a very large-scale problem. It's taken many years to develop, and it will take many years to turn around. But we need to get started, and a coordinated effort of the states, EPA, USDA, is needed to do that. And the Mississippi River Water Quality Center that we're recommending be established will provide a focal point for getting that effort underway.
Zombach says the joint effort should try to put caps on how much fertilizer winds up in rivers and streams. He says the Nutrient Control Initiative could start with 40 pilot projects in badly polluted watersheds.
That we undertake examination of nutrient control practices and technologies for agricultural lands at fairly large scale. We learn about the cost of doing that, and we learn about the effectiveness of doing that. We learn about the acceptance of the agricultural community and other communities.
Zombach says the Obama administration may have some new ideas too, but he says the framework for reducing the pollution is already in the Federal Clean Water Act. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.